this is the takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji, and I'm John Hockenberry.
No, you're not John Hockenberry because she's reading the script again. Let's listen to Sarah Palin, for God's sake.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, I will be honored to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Sarah Palin made an historic speech last night at the Republican National Convention, and boy, did she get those delegates going on the floor there. They loved it in St. Paul, but what we want to know is what you think, and here are a few thoughts.
Hi, this is Gail from New York City. Sarah Palin certainly helped make up my mind last night. I am a Hillary Democrat. I was not going to vote for Barack Obama, and Sarah Palin made up my mind. I have to vote for Barack Obama because she is really scary.
Tyrone Thorpe from Baltimore, Maryland. I heard the speech and I thought it was vitriolic. She did what the VP succumbed to do, attack the president on the end. So it's going to be an interesting election, but she came out swinging. I look forward to seeing her and Biden go at it because they're two dogs who know how to fight.
And a fight it will be. Here are two very different takes.
Hi, my name is JJ, and I'm calling from Rockland County. The difference between the coverage of the DNC and the RNC seems to be all a matter of the volume behind the speaker. I listened to Barack Obama, and I could pretty much hear every word he said. And with Sarah Palin, you almost couldn't hear what she was saying because the engineers boosted the audience applause so high it was like some kind of Beatles concert from the 60s.
My name is Nina Spiro. I'm calling from New Rochelle, New York. I loved Sarah Palin's speech last night. I think she gave a big up to women. And as Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something to get done, ask a woman.
Lots of opinions and lots of opinions people put on our website at thetakeaway.org, including Nancy, who wrote, I think Palin's talent is she's able to read the speech that someone else wrote for her very well. I'm quite sure that she didn't have much to do with writing that speech.
Well, let's hear a few more words from it.
I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
Zach writes on our website, Governor Palin did a better than expected job of pumping up the crowd and came across as a super mom hockey mom. The red flag should be that she spent most of the time since she was announced preparing for just this one speech. The real test is how she can handle some unscripted, tough questions, handle a debate with an experienced senator, Joe Biden, and handle who knows what else will come up from her past in the weeks to come. That says it pretty well. That's Zach.
Yeah, and some people, John, just didn't like the imagery at all.
My name is Audrey from New Hampshire. I think Sarah Palin did an incredible job on her speech. And my concern is I don't know that the U.S. needs a pit bull for a vice president.
Yeah, that was certainly the tagline. And here's Michael from Baltimore.
I didn't think anything about Sarah Palin's speech. I think Americans and these Republicans are trying to hype her up as the next great thing, but she's not. And if she becomes vice president, and woefully, because president, this country is in a world of harm.
Lots of opinions, and we want to hear yours. 8778 my take or
thetakeaway.org. I mean, yeah, I was thinking right there, you know, with all those opinions, particularly the Democrats coming out saying, "Hey, it's no substance here." She's really stirred the pot. That speech
no
really
question.
Stirred the pot.
Yes, absolutely did. 8778 my take.